This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush met with House and Senate leaders at the White House this morning to discuss a congressional resolution authorizing the use of military force against Iraq. Speaking with reporters afterward, the president said Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is not going to fool anybody with his promise to admit weapons inspectors. President Bush also expressed hope that Congress will pass a resolution on Iraq soon.
We talked about a resolution out of Congress and how it's important for us to work with Congress to pass a strong resolution. I told the members that that within the next couple of days, this administration will develop language that we think is necessary, and we look forward to working with both Republicans and Democrats to get a resolution passed.
President Bush speaking at the White House this morning. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What else happened at this morning's meeting?
Well, you had the two top Democrats there. You had Daschle and Gephardt, the two top Republicans, Lott and Hastert, and everybody actually seemed to be on the same page. Gephardt, speaking to reporters in the front of the West Wing in the driveway afterwards, said this is a life and death issue, that politics need to be set aside, and I'll quote him here. He said, "We've got to be together in the United States, supporting the diplomatic and military, if necessary, to solve this problem." None of this is to say that there aren't still some members of Congress from both parties who say the president has yet to answer some very basic questions about all of this. But the leadership today is indicating that it's ready to give the president the authority he's looking for.
White House seems to be ignoring the offer by Iraq to allow inspectors in.
They sure do. Listen to the language coming out of the White House. Various officials, including the president, have used every phrase imaginable to describe how untrustworthy Saddam is. They've called the offer on inspectors a ruse, a delaying tactic, a ploy, a game of cat and mouse. They borrowed the old Muhammad Ali line, rope-a-dope, to describe what Saddam is doing. And they're saying that we've seen it all before. And the White House is making the point that this is not just about weapons inspections. It's about disarmament and human rights violations and things like reparations to Kuwait after the Gulf War, this whole list of things. So the president's position is really that this changes nothing.
How does all this affect deliberations at the United Nations?
Well, the White House may be ignoring the offer from Iraq, but the UN certainly is not, and it may indeed affect the timeline the president had in mind when he spoke there last week. The administration was thinking of a deadline for full Iraqi compliance with all past resolutions of just a matter of weeks away. That seems less likely now. France and Russia, two members of the UN's National Security Council, have said that perhaps this will make it unnecessary to pursue any kind of a military option. That's troubling to the U.S., so Secretary Powell is working hard up there. The president was asked about it today and said he doesn't want to speculate about what individual nations will do. He simply says it's the U.S.'s job to make the case to the U.N., and he says he's confident that reasonable people will agree with him on this, that Saddam Hussein becomes more and more of a threat every day, and that his defiance actually weakens the UN.
And congressional hearings are getting underway with testimony from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
They are indeed, and these are public hearings before the House Armed Services Committee, and he will face many questions about the whys and hows of all of this. We'll just see how much he's willing to share.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.